Stop your puny little thinking. Stop being in a little bitty box. Well, I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not handsome enough, or I'm a woman, or I'm a guy, or whatever. Stop all your arguments and start dreaming what God could do in your life if you would just trust Him.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a 6-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Setting Personal Goals by Faith.
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay, let's read it again. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God wants you to be a nonconformist. He wants you to be a nonconformist. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. You'll either be conformed or you're going to be transformed. You see, God created you to be unique. God created you to be special. God created you to be like nobody else. You have a unique voice print, thumbprint, handprint, heartbeat. God doesn't make clones. Man does, but God doesn't make clones. And God says, I want you to be unique, not conform to anybody else's idea of what you should be. But the problem is we all start off as originals, but we end up as copies of other people. And we get conformed and we get pressured and we get pushed into a mold. We're going to look at 7 key areas of your life and the changes that you need to make, want to make, and can make because of God's power in your life. We're going to look at your spiritual health. We're going to look at your physical health, mental health, emotional health. We're going to talk about transforming the way you think, transforming the way you feel. We're going to talk about financial health, transforming the way you look at and use money, relationships, relational health, vocational health, your career, and where you're going for the rest of your life. Now, let me explain to you where we're going. We're going to look at 7 key areas of your life, but we also have 7 key features that are going to help you grow. What I want to do today is explain to you why you must set goals for your life. And God says it. It's very clear in the Word of God why you must do it and the changes it'll make in your life and the power that it will do. So this is all about the future. A lot of times we talk about problems and pressures in your life. This series is about your potential. This series is about your possibilities. This series is about your future, making the best of the rest of your life. So I'm very excited about it. Now, I want to begin by giving you the 6 reasons why you need to learn how to set goals in your life. Number one, the Bible says 6 things about goal setting. Number one, the Bible says that goal setting is a spiritual responsibility. Goal setting is a spiritual responsibility. Did you know that God sets goals? God has goals for the universe. God has goals for planet Earth. God has goals for history. God has goals for eternity, and God certainly has goals for your life. The Bible tells us that Jesus set goals. In fact, he often announced publicly what his next goal was. I'm going to do this now. I'm going to do this now. And I'm going to do this now. He publicly would announce in advance what his goal was for the next phase of his ministry. Every person who walked with God in the Bible, you can find examples of being goal-directed. But let me just give you one example. The Apostle Paul. Philippians chapter 3, it says this. I know that I'm not yet what God wants me to be. Hang on. Anybody agree with that? I know that I'm not yet what God wants me to be. I haven't reached that goal, but I keep moving toward it to make it mine, because Christ made me and saved me for this. Now, I know that I haven't reached my goal, but there is one thing I always do. Forgetting the past and straining toward what is ahead, I keep my eyes focused on the goal so that I may one day win the prize that God has called me to receive through Christ in the life above. Now, all of you who are spiritually mature should think this same way too. I want you to circle three things: that goal, my goal, and the goal. Paul was goal-oriented. He says, I haven't reached that goal. I haven't yet reached my goal. And my focus, my eyes are focused on the goal. Why is it important for you to set a goal? Because it's a spiritual responsibility. You're going to go through life either by design or by default. You're either going to set goals and you're going to decide what's important for your life, or other people are going to decide it for you. If you don't have goals for your life, you are abdicating control of your life to somebody else and other things. If you don't have goals for your life, you're not living, you're just reacting. You're just existing. If you don't have clear goals for your life, you're just coasting through life. You are drifting through life. And whenever you're coasting, you're always going downhill. If you don't have goals for your life, you have already decided to let other people run your life, because you don't know what's important, so you're going to let them decide. And you react to circumstances, and you go through your whole life wasting your life because you haven't clarified what's important. This is a very important spiritual discipline. You're allowing others to direct your life. The Bible says to be spiritually mature. He says all of you who are spiritually mature should think the same way. I set my goal. I strive toward my goal. I move toward my goal. I keep my eyes focused on the goal. That's what Paul said, probably the greatest Christian who ever lived, next to Jesus himself. Number two, goals are statements of faith. Goals are statements of faith. A lot of people think, well, goal, isn't that like a business thing? Isn't that like a secular thing? Isn't that like something athletes do? No. This is a spiritual habit that you need to develop. And goals are statements of faith. In other words, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, when you set a goal, what you're saying is, I believe, that's faith, I believe that God wants me to accomplish such and such by such and such a time. That's a statement of faith. A goal is a statement of faith. This is what I believe God is going to do in my life.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? How Much You Matter to God, Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow, and Daring to Wait on God. This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, when you set a goal, what you're saying is, I believe, that's faith, I believe that God wants me to accomplish such and such by such and such a time. That's a statement of faith. A goal is a statement of faith. This is what I believe God is going to do in my life. Goals don't just aren't just a statement of faith. They stretch your faith. And the bigger your goal, the more your faith will be stretched, and that pleases God. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if you don't have any goal, you don't need any faith. And if you don't need any faith, the Bible says it's impossible to please God. In fact, in Romans 14, it says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So if I'm going through life without having to need any faith, if I don't have any goals, I don't need to take any risks. And if I don't take any risks, I don't need any faith. And if I don't have any faith, I am being unfaithful. You see how important it is for you to have a goal in every area of your life? Now, here's a goal-stretching verse, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. God can do anything. Far more than you could ever imagine. I don't know, I could imagine some big things. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or dare to request in your wildest dreams. I don't know about you, but I can imagine some pretty big things. I'm a pretty big dreamer. Nobody has ever accused me of being a small thinker. I've always had big dreams. And yet God says, Rick, you think of the greatest thing, of the greatest dream I could do in your life. And guess what? I can top that. I can beat that. I can do anything far more than you would ever imagine or guess or dare to request in your wildest dream. Let the size of your God determine the size of your goal. You let the size of God determine the size of my goal. Many years ago, when Saddleback decided to buy this land, it's 120 acres. Do you know how much that costs? Millions of dollars. To buy 120 acres in Orange County would seem like nonsense to most people. And when we, as a church, decided to buy this 120 acres for millions of dollars, because we were just not a very big church at the time. And I remember the word got out in the community that this little group of people called Saddleback was buying 120 acres. And the question was going through the community, who do they think they are? And I thought, that's the wrong question. The question is not, who do we think we are? The question is, who do we think God is? Who do we think God is? Big God, big goal. Tiny God, tiny goal. No God, no goal. Let the size of God determine the size of your goal. I guess what I want to say to you as your pastor, as somebody who loves you, and I want the best for your life, and I want you to succeed in life, is during the next 50 days, I dare you to dream great dreams. I dare you. Stop your puny little thinking. Stop being in a little bitty box. Well, I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not handsome enough, or I'm a woman, or I'm a guy, or whatever. Stop all your arguments and start dreaming what God could do in your life if you would just trust him. To me, hell would be if God were to show me all I could have accomplished in my life if I just believed him a little bit more. That would be hell. We limit God by our unbelief. Now, there are two common mistakes we make in goal setting. We set them too low, and we try to accomplish them too quickly. As your pastor, I am urging you in the next 50 days, and each week we're going to set a goal in each of the seven areas. You'll set one for your area. I challenge you to dream big dreams for God, and I challenge you to think bigger than you ever thought before so that you have to trust God. See, I live my life in such a way that I'm bound to fail unless God bails me out. I can't tell you how many times I've painted myself into a corner when everybody goes, who does he think he is? What is he? I mean, look at what he's trying to do. Like one time we said, hey, let's be the first church in 2,000 years to go to every nation. Nobody had ever done that. We did it. Why? Because we set a goal and God helped us. And I have spent my life dreaming great dreams, and it's amazing what God can do in your life if you will do that. Now, here's the cool thing. Dreaming doesn't cost anything. Doesn't cost you any money. Doesn't cost you a penny. You can dream great dreams. What do I dream about in my relationships? What do I dream about in my career? What do I dream about in my finances? What do I dream could happen in my relationship with God? How would I want to look? How healthy would I want to be? All these things. Dream great dreams. You see, we overestimate what we can do in a year, and we underestimate what you can do in 10. So instead of thinking puny little tiny goals and trying to accomplish them instantly, my challenge to you is get a big goal for your life and then spend the rest of your life going after it. I did. When I was 25 years old and I moved here and started this church with no member, no money, nobody, and I set a 40-year goal for this church. When I was 25, that seemed like an eternity. Goals are statements of faith. By the way, the difference between a goal and a dream is you put a deadline on it. And you say, this is what I want to happen by 2020. This is what I want that. And that's what I did. In 1980, I set a goal to be accomplished by 2020. Now, if you don't have a date, a deadline on your goal, it's not a goal. It's just a dream. Now, dreams are good, but you need both. Now, here's what the Bible says, Matthew 9:29. According to your faith, it will be done to you. According to your faith, it will be done to you. God says, you get to choose how much I bless your life, how much I transform your life. Great faith will be great transformation. Nothing happens in your life till you start dreaming. God says, you get to choose. According to your life, your faith, it will be done. So I'm going to encourage you that when we start setting one goal a week over the next 7 weeks, don't miss any of these, that you ask the question, will this require me to have faith? Is it such a big dream that I'm bound to fail unless God helps me? I'm really going out on a limb. Don't ever be afraid to go out on a limb. That's where the fruit is. The fruit is not at the trunk. You don't get the fruit by playing it safe. It's out on the limb. And never be afraid to rock the boat if Jesus is your captain. I'm sharing your life experience tonight.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to rickwarren.org. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000.
That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Now, if you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For?, How Much You Matter to God, Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow, and Daring to Wait on God. This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a box CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world in the many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally, millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. And so one of the things we're doing is distributing solar-powered radios to family groups living inside refugee camps in Sudan and in other places. Now, these solar radios actually include an audio Bible that they can listen to because many of them can't read. They include many of my Bible teaching sermons. We've even been able to include some worship music. And we've also pre-tuned these radios to the Adjumani radio station. Now, the Adjumani radio station is the only Christian station that broadcasts into South Sudan to these tribes that are living in refugee camps in terrible conditions. But this way, families can listen to Christian teaching. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program three times a day. And we're told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, my name is Joyce, and I'm from the central equatorial state in South Sudan. I lost all five of my children and my beloved husband. This is in the civil war that was going on there, as well as our family possessions during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba. She said, I had planned to commit suicide. There's somebody who needs hope. When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher and thank you for giving me hope. Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing how when you just give what you can give, God takes it and He multiplies it, and we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps and pray that we'll be able to continue to give away these solar-powered radios. We'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.